defensive tackles don't win defensive player of the year. With Aiden Hutchinson out, and I know that this is like, but with Aiden Hutchinson now out for the season, the guy who was probably going to win the award, let's just be honest, right? 5-6 weeks into the season. Are we officially in Chris Jones could win defensive player of the year territory? Because he is, and I think everyone generally agrees right now, the most dominant defensive player currently playing in the NFL. He's on pace to be a double-digit sack guy, not a 20-sack guy, I understand that, not a 15-sack guy right now. He's on pace to be about an 11-sack player. But if you look at the defensive player of the year odds, it's close, and he's in the conversation versus before this season where he might have been 50 to 60 to 1. He's closer to 10 to 1 now.
Yeah, he was way down the line for defensive player. I think maybe 20-something is where he was preseason, but your point is still correct. Look at where things stand now. We know this is a market that fluctuates. And, yeah, there's a gap definitely between him and the favorite, but he has the second-best odds at FanDuel, here at Circa as well. T.J. Watt plus 160 in Pittsburgh. We know that dominant defense. They're winning because of defense there. I think Watt has 4.5 sacks. Chris Jones is 6-1. Will Anderson down in Houston, 6-1. Dexter Lawrence with the Giants, 9-1. And then there's a whole other group. So Chris Jones
is one of four players who seems to have a realistic chance right now to win the award.
This is the best shot he's had to win the award. Other years there have been some guys that have gone off for 18, 19 sacks, and you're like, okay, you're just not competing with that. Now, maybe T.J. Watt's going to rattle off a ton of sacks, but...
But so could Chris Jones by that argument, you know?
Sure, but I would... T.J. Watt has a track record of having multiple years of 16-plus sacks, I believe,
sure.
Right? And Chris has the 115 and a half
sack season. He's got some other... double-digit sacks all the time.
Sure. No, he's got a chance to win it. It goes back to our conversation about all these awards, if the team is going to be chasing perfect history, too. You know, like if they're going to have a chance to go ahead and actually make some history, that will help his case. Is he a defensive player on a team that is searching for 17-0? That's also going to elevate his case. Do the Steelers fall off? Are they still in first or division? That all factors into this award as well, if they're going to be close on their numbers. I was looking it up because I was just curious for the career stuff for T.J. Watt. He had 19 last year. He had 22.5 3 years ago, 15 sacks. So he's had three seasons of 15 or more. That's the difference. If T.J. Watt's going to have another 16-plus sack season, I think it's very challenging because not a number that Chris Jones typically gets to.
I guess, yeah, but... Do MVP, or I guess in this case, Defensive Player of the Year voters are the same kind of people. They know nuance, right? They know that T.J. Watt, it's not apples to apples. They don't play the same position. That it's almost like being like, well, that linebacker doesn't have 17 sacks. You're like, well, he's not. Like,
I think voters are
they
lazy.
They don't, you know, like, Cody, safety doesn't have 17 sacks. He's not supposed to. He's a safety.
Yeah, I think voters are lazy. Like, I don't think they're going to look at it the way you would go and say, hey, there's nuance. You're right. We all know
Christian has 2 15-and-a-half sack seasons. So I mean, okay. He's not like, you know, but obviously T.J. Watt's got more.
But what you're saying, like the nuance, I don't think voters have that.
You're right
that if we watch him play, he's clearly dominant. But I think a lot of voters, yes, are lazy. They're gonna look at, first and foremost, they're going to look at the sack numbers. Are they close? If T.J. Watt has 5 more sacks than Chris Jones, I think that could be a devastating blow. If they're within 2 of each other, then I think some of the nuance might matter. You know, I just think it's really challenging for that award for people not to go and lean heavily on the sack numbers. I was trying to pull up the history of the award to find out, like, what were the sack numbers of guys that won Defensive Player of the Year, you know, the last couple of years. And does that give us a little clue, you know?
The problem is the couple of – Aaron Donald won it, like, 18 freaking times.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be skewed a little bit because, as you know, he had a bunch of sacks. Last year it was Myles Garrett. Nick Bosa, T.J. Watt. Aaron Donald won it 3 times in 4 years between 17 and 2020, so certainly people can win it in there.
So Myles
J.J.
Garrett.
Watt won it 3 times in 4 years between 2012 and 2015. He was a massive sack guy. The last guy to not win it is a primary pass rusher, as in, like, you know, Aaron Donald, big numbers. Like that was a safety. It wasn't even like a defensive pass rusher.
Yeah.
Luke Kuechly,
I mean, Myles Garrett last year only had 14 sacks, and he was, you know, everybody's clear-cut defensive player of the year. And that was on a Browns team, though, that was truly led by their defense. I know we think the Chiefs are led by their defense, and they are, but
that was the only way they
Joe Flacco was the quarterback for much of the stretch down the season. So it's not I'm not saying Chris Jones can't win it if he gets 14 sacks, but I can't remember who got second-place votes and what was their sack total last year. But the sack numbers are going to have to be there in some regard. Like, Chris Jones, I don't think has any chance to win, Cody, if he finishes with, like, 10.5 sacks. I don't think he can win it if he has 10.5 sacks.
T.J. Watt finished second. He had 19. He had 5 more sacks.
Okay.
And
so there's
second.
That's
so
your,
you can't have that, the 15
your,
to 19.
That's your argument right there. That's the argument right there. But last year, everybody viewed the Browns as clearly the best defense in football, not like how we talk about it here.
No, but I will say, nationally, the Chiefs' defense has far more. You know, you talked about, like, it's easier to win the MVP. Like Bobby Wood Jr., it's easier for him to win the American League MVP now than he is a person who is considered an MVP. The Chiefs' defense is now in year two of being dominating, right? Everybody is now crediting their defense for a lot of their success over the last season and a half, and Chris Jones is the damn face of that. And so those things will help him. Being on a team that wins 15 games, that'll help him. Like, I think it's a real possibility. I don't know. I mean, I guess right now TJ Watt's the favorite, and that feels right to me. But I think Chris Jones has got as good a chance outside of him to win the award this year, and I think deservingly so. He is a dominant player. He moves worlds defensively. No, I think he should get more conversation.
He's got a great chance to win. I'm just saying that I'm not telling you he can't win. I just don't believe he can win if the numbers aren't going to be there and the Chiefs aren't winning. It's just going to, you know, like, as of right this second, not even just because of the odds, as of right this second, Chris Jones would not win Defensive Player of the Year. He's got some work to do. That's all.
I have a question. I don't think he's going to win. There's only been 5 defensive backs since 2000. In this century, who have won the award. But
You said backs, sorry.
And they're all Aaron Donald.
There's only 5 defensive backs who have won the award, is what I'm saying, Defensive Player of the Year, since 2000. Yeah. I think
Why does that matter? Chris Jones is a play defensive back.
I know, but I'm introducing a new player in the conversation because we're talking about dominance at the position. I know the stats don't come with it, but if you watch the games, is there a more player that's dominant pound for pound in their position than what Trent McDuffie has been? I know he's not going to win the award, and DBs don't get the award. Again, only 5 in this century. But
yeah, you got to have the same number of picks.
If you watch the games, like, I think you can make a case that pound for pound, Trent McDuffie is as dominant at his position as T.J. Watt or Chris Jones are at their respective positions. But, again, it's a DB. Sure. DBs don't win unless you have the picks, which he doesn't have the picks either.
I mean, it's the same thing we talk about in MVP. There's some amazing years from wide receivers. Wide receivers don't win MVP.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Cooper Kupp had 2,000 yards. He didn't win it.
It's just, unfortunately, the way the award goes. I was actually curious just to see if he was even on the board, Drew. Did you see if his name was on there?
No. I just went and I looked.
400-1.
I was going to say, because Trent McDuffie, I know, has been so good. I was like, how many DBs have won? The last DB to win was Stephon Gilmore.
Probably 200-1 if he got like 3 picks on something.
The last DB to win was Stephon Gilmore in 2019, but there's only been 5 since 2000, and those were Ed Reed, Bob Sanders, Charles Woodson, and Troy Polamalu.
Justin Reed has better odds, 300-1 to win it.
Really?
George Karloftis has. Nick Bolton has better odds to win it. Like,
Justin Watson has more odds to win. I'm surprised by that.
No, Justin Reed.
All right, but still.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
That's crazy.
No respect,
though,
for sure.
No respect.
We'll see where the odds go. No, Chris Jones has a shot to do it. I just think he has some work to do with, unfortunately, how voters, I'll call them lazy. I think they're lazy when they take a look at some of this stuff.